y'all know Juliet wasn't black.
You don't.
Well, no, maybe Shakespeare was in the hood. Juliet could have really been Jukesha this whole time, and nobody really knew it. Yup, it's TMZ Verified the Podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
And if you're watching on YouTube right now and you're like, why the hell y'all look like that?
I'm so sorry.
Y'all.
It is a rough day for us.
It's a rough week.
I've never looked worse.
We're going to Coachella.
Right.
Today. Today. Literally in like 6 hours, we're driving to Coachella. So that's why we look like we just...
You know when you're prepping for something and you're like, listen, my peak is going to come later. Right now, it's just the prep time.
Like how I look is how I look. And then...
Yep.
When y'all see me at Coachella tonight, I will not look this crazy. Speaking of crazy, we got some crazy stories to talk about today. Kamora-Lee Simmons and Russell Simmons' daughter, she honestly dropped the ball on this because earlier this week or over the weekend, the internet went crazy because they saw photos of her. This is Aoki Lee. She's 21 years old with this like 65-year-old restaurateur, business owner who is rich. But their relationship... fizzled out. We'll tell you about it. We're also going to talk about there is a woman who like took the Facebook because she couldn't find her husband that she was trying to divorce. And you know how you have to like know where the person is to physically divorce them. I mean, you can do it other ways, but it's harder. She couldn't find them. And then she said, internet, help me out. And they found her husband. It's a crazy story.
It's the way that I have a story for this story. Continue.
Oh, okay. Did you have to find somebody? Don't tell me. Tell us later. Donald Trump, he's on the campaign trail. And, like, I have my thoughts on this Donald Trump situation is about to make so many black people mad. But Donald Trump was in Atlanta giving out Chick-fil-A. And honestly, I'm sad I missed it. Shut your mouth, Stephanie.
Chick-fil-A's down the street. I can go get you some.
All right. And then, but we're going to start today with... there is a Romeo and Juliet play that is happening across the pond, starring Tom Holland and a relatively like unknown actress. And I'm not saying that to be like rude. I think she's relatively unknown, new to the game. Her name is Francesca Amiwuda Rivers. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, Francesca. Anyway, she is Juliet. So, you know, there's Romeo and then there's Juliet. So Tom Holland will be Romeo. And she would be Juliet.
This week's fun, guys, because I don't know any of the topics. So Wild's literally giving them to me. And this is like, so you guys are going through it the way that I would be. And that's really fun.
I gave you this 10 minutes ago.
No. I didn't get to look yet. And I'm just being transparent with the class.
Okay.
That never happens.
Okay.
But it's
so
fun.
Let me explain to you this.
I am. I'm just saying it's so fun. Like I'm getting like a POV, you're a listener.
Anyway, so Francesca is black. Tom Holland is white, and everybody's pissed because they like, why is Juliet black? We asked for Juliet, not Juliesha, but like...
Wild.
That's what the people saying. I'm black, I can say that.
I know.
But that's what the people are saying on the internet. Like, okay. They're just pissed because they're like, oh my God, another person that is now black. And they tripping. But Steph, I want your thoughts on this as a non-black person.
Listen, at this point, I think it's great. Like, why are we, again, just like last week, like, let's stop being stupid. Like, who gives a fuck?
Who cares?
If she was the best part, like, let's all be rational, okay?
Right.
Sit down. They had an audition process, okay? Just like every other thing.
Mm-hmm.
If she was the best candidate, why are we mad?
What's the conversation?
Mm-hmm. You guys are making it weird.
It's always the internet.
That's what I'm upset about.
And this is the same thing that happened with The Little Mermaid a few years ago and even like the Disney producers.
Yeah, Hollywood.
And they came out and they were like, she was undoubtedly the best person in the audition. And it's like, so I'm supposed to give it to a different person just because it fits like the
image
that people have in their heads.
This argument's so old. Like,
it's the craziest thing in the world.
It's 2024. I know I've been saying that every single episode, but it's 2024. We gotta grow up. We gotta figure it out. I'm really nervous for everyone.
And my thing is, how y'all know Juliet wasn't black?
You don't.
Well, no, maybe Shakespeare was in the hood. You get what I'm saying? Like, Juliet could have really been Jukesha this whole time and nobody really knew it. Mm-hmm. Like, these is fake made-up people, y'all. Like, let's just start there. This is a made-up story.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what William Shakespeare had in his head. I will say, though, that there are also calls for Tom Holland to come out and say something. And I normally don't feel like we need to obligate people to speak on other people's behalf, but I actually do in this situation. And I'll tell you why. Obviously, his co-star is a black woman. She's getting a lot of hate. Tom Holland is also dating a black woman. Like, you're not allowed to be silent. And that's not to say, I'm sure, like, he probably hit her up on her phone, like, hey, Francesca, I'm sorry this is happening, blah, 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 blah. How can I support you? But, like, the hate is public. You get what I'm saying?
So,
like,
I disagree.
The support needs to be public. Tell me your thoughts.
I disagree because I think that because he has, you know, a girlfriend that's black, mm-hmm. he doesn't need to, like, defend anything. Why does he need to talk about it? You guys are weird for making it weird. And, like, he doesn't need to comment on that. He's just doing his job.
I think so, because I think that when, one, you lay with a person, I would assume you're an ally of that person in that group,
for
or whatever
sure.
they have going on. And standing by and being a silent bystander doesn't really help. We've seen that historically not help. And, like, if someone says something, like, offensive about me, you would say something about it. And we're not even, I mean, we're co-workers, so we're technically co-stars.
This does happen in, like, real life. Mm-hmm. I could totally see you calling me and being like, hey, say anything. Leave your, like, they're just dumb.
Right.
I know
right.
how you feel about it, mm-hmm. and, like, you shouldn't have to, but I get what you're saying, too.
I was about to say, that could be the case. We don't really know, actually. See, that's the problem. We don't really know what Tom has done, whether Tom has responded, and whether he's reached out to Francesca. It's just the internet sleuthing around. But I'm never excited to see a play, and I kind of want them. Can we put this on, like, Netflix or something?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I really actually like Romeo and Juliet. All the reenactments I really like.
They are kind of good. Yeah. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. Rakuten. All right, well.
What's next?
Should we sprinkle in a little more racism, or should we skip something a little lighter?
Give it to me.
Okay.
Let's go.
Speaking of racially insensitive.
What happened?
Donald Trump was in.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Donald Trump, y'all. He made a campaign stop in Atlanta. And while he was there, he was trying to, like, win the voters over. So you know what he did? He go, what they got in Atlanta? Black people. What black people love? Fried chicken. Okay. Where the hell is the law? Because I also love fried chicken. Donald Trump was in Atlanta, and he stopped by a Chick-fil-A Wednesday and just start loading up and giving people Chick-fil-A. And
he paid for their meal?
Yes.
Okay, well, at least.
Do you kind of love that?
The bare minimum, he needs to pay for everyone's meal. So I'm just saying I'm glad that he did that.
He bought upwards of, like, a couple dozen milkshakes and fried chicken sandwiches.
Good.
So he's giving them out to some people. We don't necessarily know who the people are he's giving these milkshakes out to, but, like, I kind of love this. Like, and I feel like a lot of times, like, okay, Donald, I am not a Donald Trump supporter. Let me make that very damn clear.
Yeah, because what the hell is going on?
But, like, I feel like a lot of times these, like, politicians, they never give the people what they want.
Fried chicken?
No, we want other things, but, like, I will take the fried chicken. Like, if you're going to come and I got to listen to your crappy speech, at least top it off with a milkshake.
There's more happening here that you're not highlighting.
Okay, talk to
me. The fact that Chick-fil-A publicly doesn't support anyone from the LGBTQ plus community. And then Donald Trump is in Atlanta, Georgia, and goes to Chick-fil-A. I feel like he's trying to make some sort of undercover statement.
Wow, Steph, you might.
I know I'm right. Because why are you, you know, I even, when I eat my little Chick-fil-A, go, guilt. Like, they they publicly don't support abortion. They publicly don't support anyone from the LGBTQ plus community. It is, like, a known thing. So he chose to go there. I don't give a fuck if you're paying for my meal.
True. I mean, he was on his way to a fundraiser, so I'm assuming he's taking the chicken.
Have your assistant go in then.
He's
if you're starving, he has an assistant.
You know what?
This is a public display of like
I proving, stand with.
Yes.
Damn. All right. Well, I just
mic
been,
dropped.
No, for real. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job. That was actually a really good analysis of this because I didn't even think about that. I just love Chick-fil-A though.
You're just like so like I can't. I can literally go get you Chick-fil-A right now.
It's always weird about the shit that I'm like mad and passionate about, and then I see this and I'm like, yes, give me the fried chicken.
As if you can't buy your own. It's $5. I'm so confused.
I just more of the story. I don't mess with Donald Trump. For real, for real.
Yeah, we need to clarify.
I do not mess with Donald Trump. I'm not voting for Donald Trump. But I do genuinely love fried chicken, and I'm never going to turn down.
I love that for you, but you need to understand that he's making a public display of, like, his opinions politically. This is not about fried chicken.
All chicken ain't good chicken.
So true. You eating what he bought for you in this context is saying that you don't support abortion and LGBTQ+.
And you're right. I obviously support the women's right to choose, and I support LGBTQ
Thank
people.
Thank you.
And, yeah, I don't agree with his policies, but, like,
I'm telling
There's
you,
no
every
but.
Time I
You're
eat
right.
Chick-fil-A, I feel guilty. Like, I do a little bite, and I go, so good, but so wrong.
You know, that's how I feel about Starbucks.
Same.
Every time I drink Starbucks, I feel a little
I literally
less
haven't
black.
Purchased it since.
Okay, moving on. There is, you know, one thing Steph and I love here.
I can't wait to find
We
out.
Love a little sprinkle sprinkle.
We do.
We are.
I saw what you sent me yesterday. He sent me a TikTok. About
Shira 7 talking about Sprinkle Sprinkle.
Hyping me up.
We love, y'all, you would think we was poor as much as we'd like a good Sprinkle Sprinkle. And Stephanie is not poor. I am poor. But like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always like Sprinkle Sprinkle. If you don't know what Sprinkle Sprinkle is and you're not on Twitter or TikTok or things like that, there is a woman named Shira 7 who used to do a YouTube channel. It's really gotten really popular. But she always talks about like how women should date up.
Listen, there's on TikTok, you'll go on your For You page. It's little clips of her saying the most crazy hot takes that are true.
That are kind of.
Okay, sometimes true. But they are very like facts. Uh-huh. Like she sees them as facts. How about that?
Yes.
And when you scroll, she's so convincing that you go, you're right. I should date an 80-year-old man
sprinkle.
Not work.
Yep.
But, you know, there are hot takes that you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to work tomorrow at 6 a.m.
So. That's just context. That's
I'm sorry.
Shira 7 has nothing to do with what we're about to talk about right now. That was just me us explaining
that was
to
a
y'all.
Shout out. I love you.
Shout out Shira 7 and Sprinkle Sprinkle. But speaking of sprinkling, Aoki Lee Simmons, she is the daughter of Russell Simmons and Kamala Lee. Aoki over the weekend was spotted out in St. Bart's with this man. His name is Vittorio Asoff, and he is rich. I'm talking like millions, potentially billions, loaded. Now Vittorio is in his 60s, I believe 65, and Aoki is 21. So everybody on the internet was like, what the hell is she doing with this old ass man? And the first thing I thought was,
Money.
Like, where's the come up bell? Because ding, 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 ding. Steph, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, guys, come on. I think, obviously, that's a huge age gap.
Huge. It's like 44 years or something like that.
That's crazy. You don't want to assume things because, again, she's not sitting here. He's not sitting here. Maybe they did fall in love.
Well, the relationship was started and ended in 5 days, so they didn't fall in love.
They fell in like. They were spotted, so they did like
they
each
were
other.
Spotted.
So
yeah,
don't start.
They, were together.
They liked each other at one point. Mm-hmm. We don't know the reasoning, but it's not looking good.
It's not looking good. So their relationship, they literally days ago they announced that they were, or sources close to the pair, revealed that they had went their separate ways.
No way.
After four or five days,
Shocking.
it was a quick 4 or 5 day rendezvous.
Obviously.
But like, a lot of people were just dragging Aoki online for one dating an older dude. Or even being spotted with an older dude and giving her time to an older dude. And to that I say, some of y'all are out here hooking up for free. So why would I not get a little sprinkle sprinkle if I can get a little sprinkle sprinkle?
I have to even like force myself to go on dates with people. Like, I just don't see
how. You wouldn't
how
do like an older?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Billionaire?
Mm-mm.
Oh, maybe it's just my whole ass.
What would you, okay.
What would I do? Anything.
First thing you do if you got $1 billion or dated a woman as sugar mama?
I've been thinking about this for a while. Okay. I would probably pay off my student loans because I will never be able to pay those off.
Okay,
like, I'm never paying that
I'm waiting for the fun one.
Next thing is I don't know. Probably take all my friends on a trip or something. Have my sugar mom pay for like a vacation for us.
But then you have to kiss her on the trip.
I don't care. What did Shara say in the video? Play the video right now so y'all can get the context. Play it.
You say you find a provider, but he ugly. I'm embarrassed to be seen in public with him. I'd be embarrassed to be seen in public at work. Sprinkle, sprinkle. I would walk into any place with an ugly old man any day than walk into a job and clock in and say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And I'm sorry I'm late. And can I take tomorrow off? I'm sorry. I'd rather walk into the ugliest dude ever than have to do all of that. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
But like, she already told us.
The fact that you sent me that after work hours is a problem. Like, you're really like solidifying. I have to go to work.
Okay. But like she said, do you want to date a man that's ugly or maybe possibly old and a little frumpy going to work? Because I would rather date a frumpy person.
I know we're not supposed to get too personal on this podcast, but like every guy I date gets like uglier after we break up.
I go name him. It's like, I'm joking.
I go, okay. No, I think that, you know, bottom line, she was trying to do something new, something different. Mm-hmm. She's also 21.
She's 21.
If he probably said, like, I'll get you artist passes at Coachella.
Facts. The bar is on the ground when you're 21.
Right. Like, I would be like, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, true.
What do I have to do? He goes, this. You go, for a weekend?
For a weekend?
Why not?
Get a little, what? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we should say, like I said, Aoki and Vittorio are no longer together, according to sources. And I'm sure her parents are happy, by the way, because
Kimora, I found out about Kimora through that show. Do you remember that show she had? Mm-hmm. Baby Fat?
Yep.
So good.
It was like her and all the... That's when the kids were young.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I know exactly what you're talking about. That's what I picture in my head.
Damn.
I know. What a great show. I miss reality TV like that.
It ain't the same no more. Just like a mess. All right. Should we move on?
Sure. Can't wait for the next one.
I'm cracking up at you genuinely not knowing.
I know, but you know, it never happened before. We've been doing this show for 2 years now, and I'm really loving the POV of the listener.
All right, last story, and then we're getting out of here. There is a woman. Her name is Ashley McGuire. She lives in Massachusetts. She took to the internet recently, to Facebook, and she was like, I need your help because I can't find my husband. Her husband? Missing. Here's what she said. And so this is all according to her. Ashley claims that Charles, the husband, loves to be a center of attention and thinks he's a star. And at some point during their marriage, after they had two kids together, they didn't even have the second baby. She was pregnant with the second child.
Jail. So
he decided that he just didn't want to do this anymore. And that's all according to Ashley. She says, he's going by Charles now. He's British and charming as fuck. He's a chef and probably working in the hospitality industry. He's probably never mentioned having a wife or kids back in Massachusetts. If you know him, tell him I'm looking for him.
Part 37, who the fuck did I marry? It's giving that. Like, oh my God, I can't wait. Okay, so then what happened?
All right, so she posted this post on Facebook, and then like other people start picking it up. I seen it on TikTok. I didn't even see it on Facebook because who's on Facebook? But like, I saw it on TikTok, and it had like millions of views. So basically everybody, all the people on the internet came together.
I love when this happens.
I do love when the internet do something a little right. They all came together and they were like, let's find this dude. They found Charles.
Where?
So we don't know what happened between Charles going missing, Ashley's post, and then Charles being located. But what we do know is somehow the information got someone contacted Ashley and was like, I know where this guy is, and he's in Texas currently.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Ashley, she said, like, she found him. She thanked the internet, basically being like, this is great. We spoke to Ashley recently, and she did confirm that, yes, she did find Charles, and she confirmed everything that she said in her initial post, at least from her perspective, was true. Like, he dipped on her while she was pregnant. They already had one daughter, and she said, and he literally has not met the new baby. Charles has been living la vida loca. He's lit.
I hate him.
He's kind of a bad person, to be honest.
This is giving the same kind of energy on TikTok, that trend where the girl pans, she shows the guy's room and goes, before I say I love you to this man, does anyone recognize this room? And the woman that went viral, as you guys know, other episode, mm-hmm. part 37, who the fuck did I marry, mm-hmm. where she broke it down. This is the same thing. The internet really rallies together.
It is. The internet loves like a shitty man. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's a dude.
A puzzle doing, piece crime.
Anytime dude's doing something bad, the internet rallies together like never before.
I love it.
Myself included. I'd be like, get him, y'all. Like, I'll
no,
be
literally.
So, Ashley's confirmed that they are They're not getting back together. She has since taken down her viral Facebook post. She says she no longer needs it up because she has Charles's new address, courtesy of an online follower who tracked him down. And with his new address, which is in Texas, she'll be filing for divorce formally.
She should have kept the video up for ad revenue.
That post up why just to keep the engagement up. She's not really like a content creator. Okay, so I think any that's why.
Type of money would be great.
Yeah. She said, basically, she wanted people to know. She gave us a quote. She said she's not the only person in a situation. There are many women that are trying to hold it down and find their missing spouse. So Ashley's being like, look, honestly, as I'm sitting here, it's like a reality show waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, where the F is my husband? Or like, help me find this.
Part 37.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she could literally just start helping women all across the world, or even men. Like, find your spouses that dipped without you knowing. Or like, if you got a ain't shit dad, or ain't like, Ashley investigates.
I could have used this in 2017.
Okay. Oh, oh yes. Tell us this drama story that you was telling us about, you teased about.
You know what? This is due time. This is okay. This is karma.
All right, go.
In 2017, dated someone for 5 years.
Okay.
We agreed that we wanted to break up. Okay. All right. I wanted to meet in person to break up.
Mm-hmm.
He never replied to me again. I sent 2 texts, and then I sent the 3rd text, which was breaking up with myself. Where he is, don't know.
Wait, so y'all say we're going to probably break up.
Yeah.
And then?
We agreed. We're going to break up at some point.
And then he said?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. We agreed we're going to break up. I said, let's meet in person, talk things out.
All right.
Like, and we'll break up in person because like we've been together a very long time.
Right, right, right.
No response. Called. Nothing. And then I sent only 3 texts. 2 was like, where the fuck are you?
Right, right, right.
3rd was, okay, I guess I'll break up with myself, blah, 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 blah. And then I blocked. And now he's married with like a kid.
Ew. I mean, you didn't want that life though.
I could have used that then.
You could have used that.
Because like, where the fuck is my boyfriend?
But like, he ghosted you because sis.
But it's not ghosting because it's like worse than that. Like, this girl didn't get ghosted. It's like there needs to be something. What's worse than a ghost? Like, dead in the grave.
Dead in the grave. No, she got deaded in a grave. You got ghosted.
I got deaded in a grave. We dated for 5 years. I just wanted to break up.
But at least y'all had to break up conversation.
We didn't, though. Like, it was just like a very casual, like, yeah, let's talk tomorrow. Like, this clearly isn't working.
And then he said,
no closure?
Don't need to talk. Mm-mm.
Obviously, he was so sad about the breakup that he couldn't even bear it. That's what I tell myself.
That's what you have to keep telling yourself every day.
To literally get through. I just think it's so, like, smart.
That man was not worried about you, sis.
No.
All right. Anything else you want to get off your chest before we get out of here today?
Gypsy Rose. My girl. Jip Jip.
Jip Jip.
Now, not with her husband.
Officially filed for divorce.
Okay.
Ryan Anderson.
Great. Spotted with her ex, Kevin. Kevy Kev.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Smoking a cig outside of a 99 cent store. Iconic. Lana Del Rey era.
She better enjoy that cig because she just got a nose job. And she ain't
got a nose job. I'm excited for her. She needs to really go out.
Hey, I like a good nose job.
I know. We always say this every episode. Gypsy, we love you. I would love to take you out in the town. You really need to have like a girl.
You got to stop saying that because they've been dragging us in a YouTube comment.
I don't care. They literally
drag us every week. Every time we say something good about Gypsy Rose, they'd be like, how dare y'all? How trifling is it that y'all support a murderer?
But I would have murdered my mom too if that was my life. You know?
Like in the context of the situation?
You wouldn't have? How am I going to live my life? Like, now she's getting a nose job. Like,
oh my God, no.
Like, it clearly worked out.
I love you, Mom. I would probably.
I would never do that. I'm saying, like, right, if that was my situation. So I'm locked up. I have to pretend that I'm in a wheelchair for the rest of my life.
She got all her teeth pulled out.
I can't text anyone. I have no friends. I have to eat from a tube.
I wonder if Gypsy
Rose. I have to get fake surgeries.
I wonder if she's going to get, like, a new, set of teeth as well. That's no shade. That's
so shady of you.
No, I was genuinely asking because that's one of the things that happened when she was with her mom is that her teeth over time were either deteriorated or they were removed for whatever reason. And I just wonder if she has, you know, she has those like, all right, well, we're going to get out of here.
That's like that thing that they say where it's like, before you come for me, let me see your credit score. Let me see your bedroom. Let me see your teeth and let me see your physique.
That's a lot of damn things, sis.
Before you come for me, you need to be perfect.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here, y'all.
Gypsy, love you.
If y'all see us at Coachella this weekend, say what's up.
Say hi.
Please say hi.
No, oh, my God. I would freak the fuck out.
Oh, man.
You would be, first of all, you would become our best friend immediately. We'd hang out all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I'd buy you a drink.
Okay.
And then we'd like rage at John Summit.
Okay.
Woo! So Wild's first time at Coachella. He has no idea what the hell's to come for him. He thinks that he's not going to go ever again. He's dead wrong, because the second you go, you want to go forever. I'm going to be 84 going to fucking Coachella.
No, you ain't. Bye. Yes, we'll see y'all later. Have a good one.
I swear.